Dear friend Corey Scorin went turkey hunting. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I caught up with him to hear his experience.
Sparzy, we know that one of the toughest animals to get an opportunity on in the wild is turkeys, and that's primarily because of their extremely keen eyesight, very sensitive hearing. So you sent me a video. You're all set up in the woods waiting for turkeys to come in, and I texted you back a comment saying, stealth. You texted me back and said, yeah, stealth, but, and apparently something interrupted your little sojourn out there. You want to tell me about that?
Yeah, we got out there nice and early. We knew where the turkeys were roosting, so we sat down. It was raining pretty good that day, raining and snowing, so we hunkered down underneath a big pine tree and kind of tucked in the bush there, and the turkeys are gobbling in the trees. We're getting all ready to go, and then all of a sudden I see this thing come flying across the draw, and it comes in and starts storming right through, and it's an elk, and it looks spooked. So I pulled out the phone, I started recording. I'm like, what's going on here? What spooked that thing? So I'm just following the elk with my phone. As it stops, it looks back and takes off, and as I slowly start panning back, all of a sudden there's a big mama moose and her baby right like 10 feet from us, just staring at us, sitting in the bush. And the turkeys shut right up as soon as that happened, and then she stood there for a second smelling us, and then her and her baby took off, and so did the turkeys.
If I didn't see the video, I wouldn't have believed that story.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. You know, you get rewarded for getting up early and sitting in the bush. Just I was hoping to get rewarded with the turkey, but it was still a cool experience.
That's why they call it hunting. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.